Antonia Redding, coming to you from Radio Reverb 97.2. Fresh and original radio, live from Brighton, the Pete Jones Show.
We have, right here in the studio, Harmony Milne. Harmony, how are you?
Hello, thank you for having me. I am great, thank you very much.
Well, it's
how are you?
You know how I am, because you haven't brought one, but you've brought two cakes.
Yes.
Did you read my rider? It was supposed to be the other way around. You're supposed to be the one with the rider here.
Well, you know, I love baking. Well, and it was a thank you.
it's a thank you for something that you haven't quite done yet. So I'm just hoping it goes as smoothly. Will you talk us through, because this is most important. So what cake am I holding up now?
So that is a triple chocolate cake.
How many chocolates can you get in a triple chocolate?
I accidentally put loads of chocolate in, like, just by accident.
Sounds awful.
I know.
I mean, terrible.
I did test it before I then thought, okay, right, let's decorate it before.
Listen,
I gave it to you.
Don't test it, it's fine.
But
we're here for that.
We have chocolate frosting on the top of it. We have chocolate chips in the middle of it. And then we've also got a chocolate base. So,
well, you're speaking my language. Speaking my language. And what am I holding up here?
So that is my favourite thing ever to bake. And that's a family recipe, which is of banana bread.
So it's a family twist on a recipe that people probably got to know, I would say, roughly in COVID for about 3 years.
Yeah.
So what does the Harmony Milne family do to this that makes it a family recipe?
Well, it's been passed down by my granny.
Well, obviously, these are trade secrets and you can't give them all away.
I'm only going to give one secret away.
I want to hear Has it got banana in it?
How did you know?
Yay!
Because
I know. I know my bacon. I know my bacon. What is the trade secret that I stopped you from telling us?
Well, I can't tell you the main secret.
Okay.
But my granny, who just turned 100 years old, she was the one who taught me how to make it.
Amazing.
And it's been handed down, and I still use her loaf tin till this day.
That's is it the loaf tin that's the secret?
It might be. I'll have to leave that to your imagination.
You're a tease. You are a tease. But you're not such a tease that you didn't bring it in. This is the most beautiful thing.
Thank you.
Honestly, and I know people listening that other guests have brought things in. Of course they have, and we've always loved and cherished them. But quite frankly, this is the best.
Oh, thank you.
We've never seen such a feast. And you can keep your eyes off it, you lot. It's just, could you tell them that just to get back in their box? Because you did specify, and it says even here, it says for the Pete Jones Show. Okay, I'll cross that out because they might think that's for the whole team. Okay, and I'll take the first word out. It just says Pete Jones on it. It says my name. Thank you.
I mean, you own it.
I own it,
you know?
And I will. Yeah. But not for long, by the looks of it.
It's like, you know, when you're at school and your kids put their names on their Tupperware. There you go.
Boom, shaka.
That's it.
I know what you're saying. lovely message in from the Outer Hebrides or somewhere very, very Scottishly north, from FMJ. It says here, the future Mrs. Jones. Really? That sounds lovely. This is from Anna, listening very, very far away, who's normally listening in Hove. Adorable. Harmony, tell me what is going on in your world, because we did have Reset and we did play Reset.
Yes.
What's the story? What's going on?
So there's a lot going on. I'm very, very excited for 2026. I was incredibly excited to get into the new year, to the point where I literally packed up all my Christmas decorations on the 1st of January.
Wow.
Yes.
You were just 26, here we come.
Yes. I just, you know, head first, straight into it.
Yeah.
Very excited.
Yeah.
I've got lots of music plans in terms of releasing new songs every 6 weeks, which are all mixed and mastered.
Amazing.
And, for those who are listening, I focus mainly on folk, pop, country types of songs.
Yes.
And
could you just tell the listeners what amazing things are on your feet?
Oh, I am wearing Ariat country boots.
That's the thing.
Yes, you will always find me in Ariat boots or any sort of cowboy boots. I'll be wearing it.
Thank you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. That should be my jingle.
You can have it. Yeah.
Thank you.
Honestly, we'll clip that up and it's yours.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Brilliant.
And you got the cowgirl thing going. You got the hat.
I've got
the
hat.
The thing. Have you been to the States? Have you been to Cowland? Cowgirl Land?
No. I would actually
where would
love
you like to.
To go? I'd love to go to Nashville.
Of course you would.
Yes, absolutely.
And Dollywood.
Yes.
Yeah.
I would love that. That would be a dream, and to go and speak to other artists or go and play over in America, that'd be fantastic.
Who rocks your boat at the moment in that genre?
Ooh, I get asked this question quite a lot, okay. And I get asked who my favourite artist
whose
is.
Whose idea was this question? Honestly, ridiculous. I can only apologise.
No, it's absolutely fine. Yeah. I find it hilarious because okay. It's as if I'm like telling you who my favourite child is. Not that I have children.
I know where you're going.
But that's what it feels like.
What about your favourite dog?
I have three. I can't give you that. I love them all equally.
She's hard to crack.
But I do. My heart is set on your dog at the moment today.
Bailey Bear is in the studio. Bailey is one of our fifth producer and is in the studio looking, I would say, mad a fan, a man of grand. Would you say no? I would say so.
He's gorgeous.
Yeah, he sort of takes over and I do apologise. But he will sing in harmony with harmony if you want him to.
Absolutely.
It sort of goes like a roar. Like
sounds
that.
Beautiful.
A little bit like that. So tell us the... Because Reset came out on the 12th of January. Mm-hmm. Is this literally the first of your music that has been out there?
So it's not the first.
No.
It's the comeback.
Oh.
Yeah.
Talk us through the story.
So I started off... the long story short, but I started off writing and singing at the age of about 9. I will admit, the songs I wrote when I was 9 were utterly awful.
You've got to write somewhere.
Exactly. You've got
to
start somewhere.
Of course you do. Yeah.
And my dad got me into playing the ukulele, and then that's how I kind of started out. I play the banjolele, which is a mix between the banjo and the ukulele.
The banjolele.
Oh, it's fantastic.
Wow.
Yes, it's beautiful.
Yeah.
And then I really started to get into it when I was actually at school. You know, I'm not an academic. I hated school, I'll be honest.
Yeah.
And I just fell in love with music, and I really enjoyed it. I love performing.
And did you, so I was going to say, so was this before GCSEs? Did you get to perform in front of your school?
I did.
That is so brave.
I loved it because my older brother went to the same school as me, and I'd be asked to perform in assemblies. And
really? That's so brave.
Yeah. Do you, you know, like they put on little kind of festivals at school.
But are we talking primary school now?
We're secondary school.
Secondary school.
Okay. Yes.
So this is up in Five Ways.
Yes.
Okay. Is it one of the Van Deens or the Stringers?
It's Van Deen.
Van Deen.
Yes.
Come on,
they're very
sister.
Good on their performing arts.
They do.
I'll give
yeah.
them that.
Yeah. No.
Yes.
That much I do know.
Yes. So I started off there. I used to give my brother secondhand embarrassment, which was fantastic
well
for
done.
Any sibling rivalry. And then I started once I left getting really into it. You know, I went to college. I did the whole thing, but then COVID hit.
Oh, yeah,
yes.
That's your thing, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, it doesn't matter how old you are when COVID hit, it affects everybody in the same. And was it a negative thing for you, COVID?
It was a difficult time. I think it was a difficult time for a lot of people.
Sure, yeah.
And it was tricky because I was at the age of, right, I'm now old enough to go and perform at bars.
Yeah.
Because previously I wasn't able to, so therefore it's difficult to go and gig.
Yeah.
But everything was closed. So I was like, right, I can't go out and do anything. So I then had a bit of a career change. So I then, well, we also moved house, which helped.
Yeah.
We moved house, we moved up towards West Sussex area.
Yeah.
But I did grow up in Brighton. I was there for 18 years.
You've got the ticket. And anyway, you brought cake. So none of that. None of that silly talk.
Cake
yes.
is the ticket.
Cake is the ticket.
There
well,
you go, guys.
Well
just,
done.
Just bring cake.
We don't
fine.
Need wristbands. We need cake.
No, absolutely.
So you found yourself in the outskirts of Horsham.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then I decided to go to university. You know,
good on you.
Yeah, I decided, I needed it, in quotation marks, a proper job, which I now completely disagree with.
And what did you study?
I studied audiology.
Audiology. That sounds like sound.
It is.
Is it ears?
It's hearing test. It's
hearing
ears.
Test.
It's So you can, you know, you can test me on the whole ear anatomy and I can probably remember.
I'm okay, actually.
Thank you.
Thank you. No, thank you.
You'll be testing my brain.
I will be testing something. and your patience, obviously.
Yeah.
And have you put that into practice?
Yes, I did that.
That's
I studied
great.
It for a year and a half.
I've actually been to that place opposite the Montefiore Hospital.
Yes.
There's an audiology centre.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
It's fantastic.
Yeah.
I will admit, the audiology scene is fantastic in the UK.
Who knew?
Exactly.
Amazing.
Yes. But I did go, I went down that pathway, and then as soon as I graduated, I then realised, you know what, this actually just isn't for me anymore. And I wanted to get back into something I truly love and something I have a passion for. And it
Fair
just...
enough.
Yeah, it came back to me all at once.
Do you want to grab that thing that's behind you that looks remarkably like a guitar. It's not a banjolele, because I just want to say that word. but it is the second best. Tell us what this guitar is. It's stunning. It's beautiful.
Thank you. I actually got it in Brighton.
Did you now?
I did. It was one of the shops in the lanes. Yeah. There was a lovely guy who spoke to me for ages.
Yeah.
And I said to him, look, I'm tiny. I'm also 5 foot on the dot. So any guitar is huge for me.
You're 5 foot on the dot. And size shoe?
I'm a size 3.
Size 3. I love it. Brilliant.
Kitty size. So
no, not at all. Your size. Let's not do that. It just so happens other children might have the same size. And that's just the same shoes. What would you like to play us?
So, very excitingly, I actually released a song today at 6 o'clock.
6 o'clock? Hang on a minute. That was 15 minutes ago.
It was.
Oh, let's play. Let's play. Yes. Okay, this is very exciting. This is an all-time first for us. What's the track called?
It's called Blocked, Deleted, Ignore.
Good title. Good title. Folks, we've got Harmony Milne. I don't know where I was going with that. Harmony Milne, Blocked, Deleted, Ignore.
Thank you.
Five years of asking, is this what it comes to? So much false hoping you asked, what's the issue? Judgment's been clouded for so long. Tired of feeling like I'm always wrong. Questioning why I stayed, why did I feel that way? Was I to blame for what it became? Confidence not an option. Lie after lie, I'm done with having sore eyes. You say, let's talk, I talk. Can't do this anymore. This life, my life, the hell's it in for? I want more than what you give. Then this, your message doesn't hit me like it used to. The way you say my name doesn't feel the same anymore. Can't go back to what we had before. Blocked, deleted, ignored. Life looks pretty simple without the haze. Time moves faster day after day. Friends say you ask after me. No one ever answers truthfully. You make up stories of how he looks, when all I ever wanted was love from the books. Didn't ask for much, so I gave up. Fed up with feeling constantly stuck. You say, let's talk, I talk. Can't do this anymore. This life, my life, the hell's it even for? I want more than what you give. Then this, your message doesn't hit me like it used to. The way you say my name doesn't feel the same anymore. Can't go back to what we had before. Blocked, deleted, ignore. Then this, your message doesn't hit me like it used to. The way you say my name doesn't feel the same anymore. Can't go back to what we had before. Blocked, deleted, ignore.
Just brilliant. Love it. Absolutely love it. Messages flooding in. Of course they are. Lovely message in from Kenny Murray saying, good song. Clever. Yeah. And Kenny Murray is a fine singer-songwriter. I tell you.
Oh, thank you.
I tell you. So that is praise indeed. Lovely message from Anna listening on the other side of the planet saying, gorgeous voice. Yeah.
Thank you very much.
I'm glad we're reaching you up in, well, not far from John O'Groats. Ridiculous, ridiculous amount. Anyone else listening in the far-flung areas of the planet, do message in 07909 547336. We've got Harmony Milne in the studio. Now, you were just saying that's literally released about, well, now 19 minutes ago. What does that look like? How do you release something these days? When does it become released?
So I think a lot of artists, we've got to kind of come up with a strategy and a plan in yes. terms of releasing.
Yeah.
Because it's very different nowadays to compare to how it was about, I would say, 10 or even 5 to 10 years ago.
Yeah.
But I come up with a whole plan in terms of writing every single thing down.
Okay.
From the day I start promoting and the promo until the release date.
Focus, baby.
Exactly.
Good.
I'm a list girly. I write
She's
everything
a list
down.
Girly. I told you. I said that when you walked in.
Yes.
This girly's a listy.
Yes, I am.
So there's a strategy here because I was realizing that reset was 12th of January.
Mm-hmm.
That's like 6 weeks ago, right?
It is, yeah.
So you've got a plan for the rest of the year
here? I do. Do indeed.
I don't want to see the list because keep that to yourself. But
what
is
it? Bore you.
Well, you say that, but I'm going to show you a list or two if you want to see them. But what's the plan then? So what is it? Is it literally one every 6 weeks?
Yes, a new song every 6 weeks.
That's very, very dramatic. and where's this material? How have you been storing it all up? Was this what you were doing in 2025?
Pretty much. Okay. Yes. Yeah.
And I heard you saying, when I got into the studio, where do you record stuff? Where is the studio?
So the studio is all the way in Hastings.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
So it's obviously got to be good.
It is.
Or that
it's fantastic.
It's your happy zone.
It is. It's my happy place.
Yeah.
I work with a fantastic producer. He's utterly lovely.
Name them.
Of course. He is Ollie Daffin at Blue Dot Studios.
Very good.
I would recommend him to anybody. He is incredibly talented. He is such a laugh to be around.
And what do you do? Do you book out a week, a day, or do you send him stuff?
A day. We do a day. Yes. So what I do is I write all the lyrics.
Yeah.
I write all my own songs. I then think of kind of a basic melody. And the problem with me is that I do like a bit of ADHD.
Right.
So when I'm writing all these songs down, I'll be like, oh, I like this. And oh, I like this.
Shiny things over here.
Yeah,
over here, over
exactly.
Here.
Like a magpie.
Yeah.
And I send everything to Ollie and he... Yes, and he gets it. And he's like, yeah, we can do it. Bring it down. And we book out a couple of days and that's it.
I love this guy. So hang on. So his name's Ollie.
Ollie Daffin.
What a great name.
Oh, he's fantastic.
And what's the name of the studio?
Blue Dot Studios.
Blue Dot Studios. And that is in Hastings. Well, big shout out to you, Ollie. You sound amazing.
He sure is.
Do you want to pick that gorgeous wooden guitar thing up again?
Mm-hmm.
And why don't you do the first one, Reset? Because is that the first track we ever had, wasn't it?
Because
you didn't let us in on your early stuff.
I'm sorry.
No, there's a forwards and a backwards, We can always go retro. But in the meantime, we're not going to. This, my friends, Harmony Milne with Reset.
Thank you. I overbook, things in. Always busy, always flickering. No more matches left to count. Feeling like I will burn out. Not sure how long I will keep going. Do this to myself, I was hoping that I will put myself first. Just like how I rehearsed. Some days I wish I didn't need to feel, think, do anything. Let it all go, not put on a show. As I'm physically there, but mentally not. My brain isn't functioning, it's like I forgot. We need some time to rot in bed. I need a reset, my brain is overflowing. I forgot how to swim. The affirmation quotes end up in the bin. Really need some time to rot in bed. I need a reset. No wonder I am tired all the time. They say I should have energy, that's a lie. Must be a me problem, I try to keep up so I don't end up in a slump. My friends ask me why I'm never around. I try to fit them in, but it comes crashing down. It's 9 to 5, shouldn't be allowed. I wish I didn't need to feel, think, do anything. Let it all go, not put on a show. It's
mentally gnarled. My brain isn't functioning, it's like I forgot. Really need some time to rot in bed. I need a reset. My brain is overflowing, I forgot how to swim. The affirmation quotes end up in a bin. Really need some time to rot in bed. I need a reset. Oh,
song, Harmony Milne,
thank
Reset.
You.
It's just fab. What is your plan for 26 then? Because you, we now know you are a planner. And none of this has happened by chance.
Yes.
By the way, that was Reset. It came out 12th of January. Blocked, Deleted, Ignore comes out today, tonight, about 25 minutes ago. The third track you're going to very kindly play for us comes out on the 7th of April, which we call a sneaky peeky preview, which is, you know, just a thing we call it. What's 26 looking like apart from releasing? Are you literally going to do this until the end of the year?
Yeah.
Wow.
Every 6 weeks?
How many tracks is that?
That is, oh gosh, you're testing my maths now.
Slightly more than, but maybe it's,
oh, I don't know.
No, because there's 52. carry one over. Think of the first number you thought of. It's about 10.
Yes, 10.
Yeah, thank you. Don't know. Don't look at me. Maths was never there, really.
Oh, same with me.
Yeah, well, there you go. And I thought we were in good company. And are you going to play live? Are you going to? Have you? Got, are you
yes.
going to tour? Are you going to? Or just have a lovely, amazing gig?
So it's all about kind of building everything up at the
yes.
moment and trying to get my name out there
yeah.
and
yeah,
just
yeah, yeah.
finding people who enjoy my music.
So you've got. So you've used Olive. You've done all the tracks
yes.
now. What about videos? Are you big on vid?
I am. I love a good video.
Where do we go? Where do we see you?
So definitely check out my social media.
Yep.
So it's literally Harmony Milne, and that's spelled M-I-L-N-E
yes.
on everything. So I'm
okay.
on TikTok, Instagram, and Facebook.
And YouTube?
And YouTube.
Wow,
yes.
brilliant, yeah. brilliant, brilliant. And thank you, by the way, for doing that. Facebook's got this weird glitch at the moment that
yeah.
you can't tag people unless they are following you. That doesn't make any sense at all. It's just crazy. Matt is listening. He says, seeing as you asked, Pete, greetings from Vancouver. Whoa! I think that beats John O'Groats. A little slice of Brighton always brightens up my Monday mornings. Oh, you are so welcome, Matt, listening in Vancouver. Brilliant. I love that. I bet the weather's a little better than it is here. But I guess people say that all the time. So the videos, are they all shot?
Yes, they are literally all taken on my phone. And then I have a whole schedule.
And so, do you edit them all?
I do edit everything.
You're so talented.
Yes. Oh, thank you.
Seriously, what did you say? You said audiology, and you got all this music talent and video talent and creativity.
Yeah.
This is, wow, I love it.
thank you.
And just before you do the last track, tell us about your singer-songwriting process.
Of course.
Because I know you're pen to paper kind of person.
Yes, I am.
Do you sit around when you're traveling on a bus or whatever? Have you got lyrics flying around, or is it the harmony, literally your
yeah.
name? Or is it that, you know, do you sit on a guitar playing with it?
So it usually comes to me at the most irritating moment, and that's usually when I'm trying to sleep.
Right.
Which is really frustrating because
yeah.
I will be like, oh, right, okay, I've just put my phone on charge and I'm at the other side of the bed, right,
yeah.
okay, I've got to go all the way back.
Yeah.
But I know if I do not write it down, I will forget it in the morning.
And do you do audio? Do you little voice notes to yourself?
Uh-huh.
And
Of course
you do.
I even text myself sometimes.
I love that.
If
yeah.
I, if I can't be bothered to go on my phone, I'll go, oh, hey, Siri, do this.
Yeah.
So.
See, you see, there
but,
you go. This is this is creativity in action, folks. This is how it works. And are you doing it, even though you've got all these tracks out,
mm-hmm.
well, ready?
Yep.
Are you still writing new material? Is
I
that
am.
Wow, that's great.
Yes, I've essentially got new tracks till 2027.
Okay.
Which I'm really excited about. But the
that's
problem
incredible.
I find
yeah.
is that every new song I write, this is the me problem. I feel like it's always better than the last.
That's a good
so
problem.
It's a great problem.
No, it's better that way around, believe
but,
me.
But
you're not slipping, you're growing.
Yes. Well, not literally. I'm too
you
small.
You are growing in every way, believe me.
Thank you.
That is great. Well, that's a good thing. I know what you mean. It means you're peddling tracks that you think aren't as good as the new ones. But that's okay. That's okay. Because we want to, you know, get them all out, man.
Yeah.
Where do we go? Exactly. Very quickly. So is it Harmony Milne? Is it Harmony.Milne?
It's just Harmony Milne.
Harmony Milne, all one. And then in terms of, is it Bandcamp and places like that that you've put them up? Can people buy your tracks?
They can on Apple Music.
Apple Music. Yes. That's what we want to know. So Apple Music, go to. We are banging out of time, way out of time. Do you want to pick up the guitar?
I
want you to play one more track. I don't care about time. Let's. You're going to do. Is this Dramatic Flair?
It is.
Well, folks, this doesn't come out until the 7th of April unless you are in the studio right now or listening. And we are very privileged. Harmony Milne, take it away.
Thank you.
I have all these resurfacing memories that I've worked so hard to put at peace. Clearly they just don't want to leave. I'd be better off if there were memory thief. I feel like I should have my life sorted by now, but I'm stuck traveling at 100 miles per hour. I know that I should really slow down as I'm classed as a grown-up somehow. I'm pretty sure I've died inside just a little bit. I cry at night for the thrill of it. Underneath the moonlight for a dramatic flare. I really wish I didn't care about problems that I can't repair. Cry at night for the thrill of it. Hell, I've died inside just a little bit. Hey. I still think that I'm 17, but I'm running from different problems and everything in between. I miss the days where I felt like me. Now I'm lost in a bouquet, struggling to be seen. Maybe I'm 2 steps behind, catching up with this so-called life. Now I'm spending my time convincing myself I'm fine. Pretty sure I've died inside just a little bit. I cry at night for the thrill of it. Underneath the moonlight for a dramatic flare. I really wish I didn't care about problems that I can't repair. I cry at night for the thrill of it. Hell, I've died inside just a little bit. Hey. I've died inside just a little bit. I cry at night for the thrill of it. Sure, I've died inside just a little bit. I cry at night for the thrill of it. Underneath the moonlight for a dramatic flare.
Oh, my days. That's so good.
Thank you.
That is Harmony Milne, folks. Dramatic Flair, not out until the 7th of April. We have just been so privileged to have a sneaky peek. And please take care of yourself. You are an absolute treasure and very, very talented. We're loving everything you do. Today, don't walk away grumpy, people, because you get blocked, deleted, ignored, which just only just came out less than an hour ago. So we are giving you treats here, but we're holding some of them back. You know what I'm saying? As is Harmony, all year, a new track every 6 weeks. And 2027 is looking pretty damn promising too. Harmony, thank you so much. Honestly, really appreciate it. Not just the cake, but everything.
Thank you for having me.
But maybe the cake too.
That's all right.
Radio River, you know where to go. Head on down to the Pete Jones Show.